on a plane.
If everybody could please take their seats. Is it still on? Okay. You can hear me? Excellent. Sorry. The GAC is starting their next session. If everybody could please take their seats.
Okay, let's get started. I think we can get a couple more things out of the way before we break for lunch today. So we have a bit more time that we can use for working groups, and a couple of things might be beneficial here. So first of all, we had identified the multi-stakeholder strategy meeting working group, I'm sure I haven't got that title exactly right, for hearing an update about their activities. We have three GAC representatives that are participating in that, and I know at least Portugal is ready to update the GAC about those activities. So if we could spend a bit of time to have an update on that, and then if we could make sure we have clarity about next steps and how to organize ourselves for the other two working groups, in particular the working group on working methods, because we did run short of time yesterday and we were a bit rushed in that discussion, so that we have clarity on this work. I've had a few questions from colleagues about how that will be proceeding and how to be involved, so it is, I think, useful for us to spend a few minutes on that before we go and have some lunch. So can I ask, Portugal, if you can start us off by talking about the meeting strategy working group?
Thank you, Heather. I don't know whether Susan or Tracy, that is not here, if they want to start. But as you gave me the floor first, I would like to tell you where we are and what we are doing. So, as you might know, we are 16 members from the different constituencies, from the GGNSO, ALAC, CCNSO, GAC, and ISO. And the point is that after 15 years of ICANN, it's interesting that we are assessing what has been achieved, what can be improved, and under the current setting. And we are discussing whether the supporting organizations and advisory committees are working in the most effective way intersessionally during the three global sessions or not. So we are discussing things like should the ICANN meetings, as we know them currently, continue? Should they continue to rotate geographically? If so, in which modalities? We are also discussing the logistics associated with each venue for the global ICANN meetings, which comprises which is the most appropriate venue, which are the costs associated. The visa issue is also a part of these discussions. We are working on a weekly basis through conference calls with a tool that is Adigo, which improves the quality of these conference calls, of course, but still we are not having face-to-face meetings. We will have a face-to-face meeting on Monday in the afternoon, and I hope that we will move forward with that meeting face-to-face. So this is to tell you that for the time being there is nothing ripe to present to the community. We would like to have something to present and for public comment, but the idea is to engage the community as soon as possible, but there is no document for the time being available to do so. The bottom line in these discussions, I think, for everybody, is not to lose the multi-stakeholder ambience, to continue to attract more and more people for these meetings, but in the most effective way. So I was really too generalistic, but I don't have more details to present for the time being, because nothing was agreed until now. We are brainstorming, and as we are working even on a weekly basis, every Thursday, for 2 hours, you know that it's very difficult to move fast if you are working only through conference calls. But I think that everyone in this working group would like to present something for public comment maybe between December and February. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Anna. I know that there have been earlier efforts to look at the issue of how the ICANN community meets and organizes its sessions. So I think this is going to be of interest to colleagues here to contribute to that process. And it's great to see that we have three representatives from the GAC that are participating in that effort. Would the other representatives like to comment? I see United States and Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, so U.S., you go, and then we'll move over to Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. I won't take too much time at the microphone. And thank you to Anna for this extremely helpful overview. The work to date, as one of the three of us, has been very, very interesting, and a lot of very creative ideas are being advanced in this meeting strategy working group. One issue that I have had in the back of my mind, and now that we are here, it's in the front of my mind, is how do we three best get information to colleagues on the GAC, and how do we prepare GAC comments or individual GAC member comments? We need to give some thought as to when the draft proposed report or set of recommendations comes out, I think we want to be sure that as sort of representatives from the GAC, that we can put down a marker as to how much time we think the GAC might need, that this obviously is an issue of extreme importance to GAC membership. And but I don't have a clear sense myself as a member of the meeting strategy working group as to the timelines. So I'm glad we've surfaced this, because it is something that we would want to defer to colleagues as to how we best handle getting GAC views and getting GAC attention to this sort of important set of recommendations, whatever they are, ultimately. We don't have anything to share with you at the moment, but I just wanted to flag that. Thank you.
Thank you. Trinidad and Tobago, please.
All right, and thank you, Anna, for a very helpful and comprehensive overview, and to Suzanne for raising that concern. I'm just going to intervene quickly on the a particular issue that I think the GAC could contribute to. We're talking logistics as well of the meeting strategy working group. And logistics also includes things as how the meetings that the GAC, as an example, would conduct, would happen. Not the working methods, but more things like what do you need to have a more effective meeting? Is the meeting room itself perfect, or can we adjust the meeting rooms, logistics? Would your materials, your presentation facilities, your remote participation facilities, etc., all of those issues are part of the discussion. And given that it's being raised, I guess, for the first time formally in the GAC, maybe what we could do is on the list have some sort of compilation of some ideas as to how we can best represent the GAC's interests, I mean, through the chair of the GAC as well, and make those requests and representations to the strategy working group. And as an example, is this room too small, too large? Is the layout exactly as it should be? Is the horseshoe? So simple things like that could improve the meetings. As well, and particularly, and Anna raised it, we are discussing the rotation of the meetings. I think that's very important for members in the GAC, especially those from countries who are not used to traveling significantly. There are discussions relating to whether we move to a hub model, which means that, as you're familiar with the ICANN hubs that are being established, Istanbul, I forget where the other two are, but Singapore and Latin America, somewhere in Latin America, I believe. Whether we're going to have meetings in those hubs alone, are we going to rotate the meetings as we have them today among the geographic the five regions and so on. So those are the kinds of things that are being discussed as well, and with a view to, as Anna referred to, visa issues and so on. So your input is very important, and given that it's being raised here, it may be very useful to have some members contribute on a list to some ideas as to how we could best represent those thoughts and views. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. And I know that in some of the discussions that we've had among the chairs at ICANN, there has been some effort to think of ways to allow for time for the various organizations to meet on their own, to do their own work and have their own discussions, as well as meeting with other parts of the community. And all of you will know from the GAC scheduling just how enormously challenging it is to be meeting all those different needs within 1 week, and we're all doing the same. So all of the supporting organizations, all of the advisory committees are trying to identify what topics they need to talk about and which topics they want to talk about with others, and which others then need to be built into a schedule. And you know, unless we're going to meet for 3 weeks or something like that when we come to ICANN, we have to find a way of building the right structures to allow us to spend the time in the way that we need to. So it is an interesting challenge, and it's great to see that There is this working group working on moving these discussions along. Can I ask how far into the future is this working group looking? Are we talking about trying to make changes to the way meetings are held, you know, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Okay, or is it a shorter term kind of thing? I see a hand.
If my understanding is correct, I think the meetings are locked until 2015, and so this will come forward from 2016. Any recommendations that we make will be effective from 2016 going forward. So the current approach will retain or maintain itself until 2015, given the planning that needs to go into the meetings, et cetera.
Okay, thank you. That's a useful perspective. Are there any questions or comments from anyone on this area of activity? No? Okay. All right. So I think we can safely say that updates are very welcome. And if those representing us in some capacity on this working group, if you can identify for colleagues when you need inputs or when you think it would be useful for the GAC to consider its, some of the issues under discussion, just let us know. Okay. So let's move on then to discuss briefly, as we need to, next steps for the other two working groups, in particular the working methods one. Following that, I think we can conclude. Just as a reminder that we're not going to have the IGO discussion as initially scheduled at 11:30 because there are still discussions going on informally outside this room to come up with some sort of solution that can be presented to the GAC. So we will keep working on that, and I hope we will be able to bring something to the GAC a little bit later in our meetings. Okay, so let's go right to the Working Methods Working Group then. I know, Spain, you were speaking to Secretariat Support about how to move our work forward and organize our work. I wonder whether we could ask Spain to comment on this or even invite Secretariat Support to comment. So, from our discussions yesterday, we talked about how to move the working methods work forward, and as well it was noted that there were relationships, linkages, in some cases overlap with other areas of work. So if we can maybe look to Secretariat Support to help organize that information to allow colleagues here to see how we are going to deal with the various issues moving forward. I think that would be useful. As I mentioned earlier this morning, I received a few questions from colleagues about how to contribute to that or how we're going to address that. And I understand that Spain had a chance to talk to Tom Dale, who will be providing support to the Working Methods Group. So if you could give us some idea about how we might move forward, that would be really welcome.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. We were just informally talking about how to move forward with the working group and how to implement the different actions that were developed in the first stage of the work. But there was just an informal first contact. We introduced each other because we didn't know our offices. So we haven't, for the moment, agreed to anything. But work will continue on the premises that were agreed upon yesterday, which were, of course, to try and find synergies and different interactions with the actions that had been as well foreseen in the ATRT2 and the BJRA, as well as trying to move forward with an action plan that could implement the different actions foreseen in points A to D of my yesterday's presentation. And setting aside points E and F, which are the controversial ones and would have to be further discussed in future GAC meetings as well as in the working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Spain. And since the work is so comprehensive and covers really a range of issues, I think we would all benefit from having better clarity on how to organize the different issues that are there and relate them to other areas of work in the GAC. So I think that sounds positive. With that, unless there are any questions or comments on that, I see two, France and Australia.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you again to Spain. A question as a member of this working group. So the intention will be to leave here and as the working group work with Tom, go down to... Yesterday we saw the GACs, or I guess... The relatively high-level presentation, but within each of those points, role of vice chair, meeting planning, etc., there are sub-points. So the intention is to go away and look at each of those sub-points and how they can be implemented. And then next step, I assume we will come back and discuss that with the GAC. Is that going to happen intersessionally, Singapore, or just whenever we're ready? It's just a simple question, and if it's to go back to the working group and we will plan that next step, then that's fine. I'm just wondering what we walk away from here with exactly.
Thank you for that question. My first intention, if you agree and we are comfortable with this, would be to try to elaborate this working plan and try to set a deadline, so kind of a calendar, better said, to implement those first quick wins, as we said yesterday, so that many of those things could be already set up and in practical implementation for the next meeting in Singapore, so that we can take advantage of this agreement and these things that we have seen that can be easily implemented in the next GAC meeting already.
Thank you. Franz, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. My question will be quite the same in a way. I perfectly understand that we don't want to do two times the same work, but I just would like to understand when the BGRI is supposed to release a paper or a conclusion so that we can make the most of it. Second, it seems to me that the ATRT2 has already provided some guidance, so maybe we should make the most of it already and try to move forward. Otherwise, I understand that the next step will be in Singapore, so that makes 5 months from now. April, so November, December. It's quite some time. And plus we have the other question, the yesterday's question raised by the Peruvian delegation that we need to address. So that's quite some work we have to do, and I would very much encourage us to find a way to move forward as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Franz. And if I'm hearing correctly, there might be a concern that we're not going to allow the work to move forward. And I think by being clear about the next steps, it's so that the working group can make good use of the intersessional in the next 5 months. And and move forward as quickly as possible. Okay, so Australia, and then I had UK and EU Commission and US.
Thank you again, Chair, and sorry for taking the microphone again, but I agree, and I think that was the point I was interested to get to, how we keep this progressing. So, and the reason that I was pointing to the presentation yesterday in that there's a lot of detail that we need to keep the GAC across, as well as the working group. So I think if we can agree here that the working group will keep the GAC appraised of its progress. So there's going to be the more slightly more complicated ones, which will require a bit of work and then some updating, and some simple ones, as we talked about yesterday. And potentially if the working group can map out processes or an implementation path for those, and we take the step of informing the GAC what we think and so on intersessionally, we can potentially keep this moving so that some of the easy wins, assuming that the GAC agrees or doesn't disagree, can already be implemented for our next meeting. And then that we, I think, intersessionally can keep this discussion going. We just need to keep the whole GAC informed of what's being developed in the working group. So the working group is the conduit to keep things rolling along, but we must remember to keep the GAC appraised of our thinking, kind of thing. So I think we can get some good progress intersessionally.
Thank you. Okay, so I have UK, EU Commission, United States, Egypt, and Netherlands.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Very much on the same theme. What I suggested yesterday, as you may recall, is that perhaps by the end of January or late January, we should be in a good position to take stock on what is already implemented, and part of the mapping out, if you like, of the work program. We could do a stock take perhaps with a teleconference involving the whole of the GAC, and then we can consider what is left to be done in good time before turning up in Singapore. So really keeping the momentum going quickly is my rationale for that. Thank you.
Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, EU Commission, please.
No, this is in the same vein as the UK, so I support the UK, of course, what he has just said. I think also it's important that we tracked on the different tracks now that is happening at ATRT our working group and also other discussions. Obviously, the discussion that we had previously on .wine and the need to shape up a little bit some of the rules so that there's no room for confusion or misunderstanding or different interpretations of it. So I think that is what we would like to see. I just wanted to plant again the idea of having something around this in London. I mean, I think that is also something that, you know, if we can have some new text, which ministers, if we now have a minister in London, that the ministers can actually then agree or maybe endorse such text. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. United States, Egypt, and Netherlands.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to colleagues for sharing some ideas. I do think it does appear that certainly with the additional secretariat staff, we now have more manpower to try to map out immediate steps. And I think there are several things in the proposed paper that can be tackled fairly, fairly quickly. I have a slightly different impression about ATRT2 and BGRI. I think what is in this paper just needs to be tweaked a little bit to be more reflective of those discussions. And I think in fairness to our counterparts on the board as board members of the BGRI, and certainly in fairness to our colleagues in the GNSO, the GAC has not been able to devote very much time to these issues in the past few meetings because we have concentrated on developing GAC advice on new GTLDs. So it was not a question, I think, of a lower priority. We just had to shift the focus of our work. But my only concern in raising this is I don't want us to lose sight of what we have already accomplished. And I think there is a lot of good work that's underway. We are meeting with the GNSO at this meeting to discuss some of those concrete ideas. So I would just like to suggest, and I'm happy to contribute to refining the draft, I do think we need to understand that early engagement in ICANN's policy development processes goes well beyond simply having a briefing paper. I do think we need to be really careful, and it would be helpful if we lay out all of the options that we have already identified. And so tackle those with a little bit more deliberation, but I think it's all doable. And so I think this initiative can actually help boost the work that we'd already identified and agreed on. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Next, I have Egypt.
Thank you all. I really concur with much of what has been said. I just wanted to respond very quickly to France's question about a report from the BGRI. Actually, I have already circulated some sort of a progress report or a status report of where the BGRI is so far in terms of what has been accomplished, what's ongoing and or pending. I have already shared this, but I'm sorry, I can't recall whether I circulated this on the GAC list or the working group list, but I would be willing to circulate it again if not all members already have it, and would be more than happy to answer any questions or inquiries that we may have. But it's already with the working group, at least, if not all the GAC membership. But I can surely circulate it again. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Okay, I have the Netherlands next, please.
Yes, thank you, Heather. I have two remarks. I think I will not go into length because many US, Australia and Spain and UK already said something about this. There are a lot of new proposals or proposals which already have been taken on board, but at least there are proposals which are put down on paper and put down also, I saw in the Matrix by Tom. I think concerning these proposals, I agree, they are differently targeted. They are targeted to participation, sorry, to increase, let's say, our own participation and preparation through a GEC website, GEC secretariat, etc. And there are things targeted at, let's say, the vice chairs and the role of vice chairs, which need our discussion. And I perfectly agree with having, I think, suggested by Spain, a kind of implementation plan in which we see all these proposals, how they have been taken on board already, how they will be taken on board and prepared for Singapore, and which are still for discussion. So just a very comprehensive matrix. So I think basically we're all on the same line. And concerning the link with the BGRI and the ATRT2, I think I don't see a problem in duplication. I think many of them are really based on the same premise and the same background. For example, the ATRT2 recommendations are talking about increasing participation, increasing also transparency very much, increasing our own professionalism and preparation. So I don't see a problem in duplication. And having duplication should not lead to having discussions about not or yes implement something. They reinforce each other. So I'm very much in favor of, I think others also said this, in just having all these proposals in a matrix, and this can be done directly by the secretariat, this can be done such and so. So we don't have to wait for any discussion on these proposals for Singapore. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. I know Spain, as the lead, wants to speak. Australia is also asking. So did you want to speak before Australia speaks again? And then we can maybe conclude with your remarks. Okay, Australia.
Thank you, Chair. I think it's been very, very useful reminder in today's discussion, and I recall it was talked about yesterday, of potentially having some package of announcements that could be worked on for the high-level meeting. So I expect we'll revisit this when we have our discussion about the high-level meeting, but I think it's a useful reminder. And I think the implementation plan will probably help us identify ones which may be appropriate for that. Depending on the level of representation at that high-level meeting, we're not going to I expect, have ministers or senior officials focusing on some of the very simple things. And I'd be hopeful that we wouldn't be holding up their implementation until London. Like, as I've said, I'm hopeful that we can get many of these resolved very quickly. So I think an implementation plan, which the Netherlands has pointed to and highlighted, will usefully help us find those which are substantial enough and which can be ready in time, potentially, to be discussed there. I think it's a useful reminder. I just wanted to highlight it as something the working group could potentially, you know, explicitly have in mind as we develop this implementation plan. There may be some slightly, you know, some of the stuff about engagement with policy development and so on. If we can be ready for a high-level meeting, I think that would be really useful. That's been really long-standing issue for the GAC, and you know, the timing may work out quite nicely if we can get there. So, a useful reminder. I just wanted to highlight it explicitly.
Okay, Spain, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, everyone, for your contributions. Just to answer to your questions and concerns, I fully concur with what Netherlands has just said. So that was what we had in mind. So we could devise an implementation plan that could be kind of crystallized in a matrix or something like that, in which we could, apart from identifying common ground and common measures already identified by other groups, try to fix which ones can be quickly implemented, so that, as you say, Peter, we can have some of them running in a few months. And as Susan has just said, there are some things that really can happen very quickly and that have no major concern with them. And the other issues that could be more complex, like the reverse GAC liaisons or the engagement in PPP process, or the role of vice chairs, which was already discussed yesterday, but deserves more discussion, that could be kind of set aside or even discussed, but not decided in this intersessional group, but in future meetings like Singapore or London. So, of course, I agree with the United States that the 17-page document that we produced can be and will be certainly improved, and we certainly welcome any kind of contributions for editing, and this is a work in progress, and we just want to fulfill the gist of this group, which is to enhance our work, and nothing more than that. Of course, everything will be submitted to consultation to the whole of the GAC once we produce outcomes in the working group, so that everyone is involved and can contribute to it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This has been really useful as well to clarify a few things about next steps. And clearly we will need to dedicate enough time at our next meeting in order to talk about these issues, and as well for June next year, where we hope to have some outcomes that we can link to a high-level meeting if we do decide to have a high-level meeting in June next year. And it's clear as well that having secretariat support will be really important to the working group, and as well helping us paint the picture in light of other work going on in working groups and at the level of the GAC, where ATRT and the BGRI take place. So there are some procedural elements to that in having tracks of work at the GAC level and parallel tracks happening in a working group. But I'm confident we can sort those issues out. Okay. So great. So I'll give an opportunity to the other working group on future GTLD issues, if there's anything further there that we need to confirm as far as next steps are concerned, or perhaps because we had a bit more time to go through that, perhaps things are sufficiently clear at this point. So I'll just look to the lead for that for the GDLT working group. Is there anything that you want to raise, or are you clear on proceeding on that?
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm clear on the way to proceed. From my mind, the only question which is outstanding, which we did flag briefly yesterday, is that there is time available Thursday morning if working groups potentially want to meet. If members of this working group would like to use that time and are available, I know some people aren't always available Thursday morning, so I'm a little sensitive to putting something forward, but if people do want to use that time and think it would be useful, please let me or the whole working group know, as there's the working group's separate mailing list, and we can potentially look at having a face-to-face meeting on the Thursday morning. If we do that, I'd probably suggest as early as possible, perhaps 9 a.m, so that those who do depart through the day are able to participate, or as many as are around are able to participate. I actually leave during the Thursday as well. So if anyone is interested in the 9 a.m. meeting on Thursday, and if the room is confirmed to be available, please let me know if people are interested, and we can lock that in.
Thank you very much. Also, the same offer stands for other working groups as well. We do have the room booked, and most of the services, not all of them, can be available for that. It's a great opportunity to take advantage of everybody being here face-to-face. So take up that offer if you wish. All right. So with that, let's break for lunch. Please be back in the room at 2 o'clock. Thank you, everyone.